What's going on, everybody? I hope you all having a great week. My week's been a little rough, but you know, honestly, nothing new. It's not that bad. Today, I want to talk about something I haven't talked about in a while. Actually, I don't think I've ever talked about this. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with Law of Attraction. Now, if you're not familiar with Law of Attraction, you can, you know, pause this and go Google it real quick if you want. I promise you, I won't be offended because I won't even know. Or you can listen and I'll try to explain to you the best I can from my opinion. Because I use this in my day-to-day life. It's actually gotten me very far in life. So the Law of Attraction basically means that whatever you think, you're going to create. And that means good or bad. If you think you're going to have a shitty day, and you keep thinking to yourself that you're going to have a shitty day, you're going to have a shitty day, okay? But if you tell yourself all night long and all morning and all day long, you're going to have a good day, you're going to have a good day, you're going to have a good day, there's a really, really good chance that it's going to happen, you're going to have a good day. Now, some of you are probably going to say, I tell myself I'm going to have a good day all the time, and I still have a shitty day. It takes a lot of time. You have to build your mind to trust your words. So yeah, of course, if you're having an entire negative life, right, and your life just sucks, then one day you wake up and it's going to be a good day. Of course, it doesn't mean it's going to be a good day. After months of telling yourself that something is true, you will manifest it to happen. You have to believe it, though. For instance, let's say, now this, I don't know if I should go to the extreme. Okay, let's say you really, really, really wanted to go on a date with this girl, right? But you didn't have the balls to do it, or you didn't think she was going to like you, okay? Or you know what? Better yet, hold on. Job. Let's say you apply to a job. Your resume is decent, but it may not be exactly what that person is looking for. Or that job, you know, is looking for. But you know, you could still get it. It's not a complete, like, no. So you tell yourself, every single day from that moment on, I'm going to get the job. I deserve this job. This is my job. You convince yourself that you deserve that job. You convince yourself that you already have it. Like, there's not a doubt in your mind that that job's already yours. You already signed the papers. You got your first paycheck. You're in there. It's done. You have to convince yourself. It's almost crazy. You have to convince yourself that this is going to happen. And trust me, it will start to happen. It might not happen right away, but it will. It may not work on the first job. It may not work on the second job, but it'll work. And then once it starts working and you start getting that positive mindset, like, wow. Like, I kept telling myself I can do it, and I did it, right? Trust me, you know, it'll start to happen. Hey, everyone, just a quick word from me. I would really appreciate it if you would take a moment just to listen to my sponsor speech. It's like a minute long, just explaining to you why I really approve of this app. It also helps me continue to make these podcasts for you, because yes, I do make money off of these sponsors. It's not much, but you know, it helps me continue to do what I'm doing. So if you could just listen to them real quick, I really appreciate it. Thank you and have a great day. You know what I think the biggest problem with society is nowadays? And it's not the different generations. It's not people's thought process. It's really simple. The main problem is that people just aren't happy. I mean, just think about it. If people were happy, okay, we wouldn't have the issues we have. Think back to a time when you were just generally happy. It could have been one day, 1 hour of that day. But for that hour, nothing bothered you. Somebody could walk up to you, smack you in the face, like, I fuck yourself, and you'd be like, love you too, and you just walk away. I mean, I would probably punch him in the dick, but that's just because of who I am. But anyways, the point is, when you're happy, things don't seem the same. Your atmosphere changes, your perspective on life changes. One of the biggest issues is that people aren't happy. So why aren't people happy? Well, that's not so easy to answer, because happiness comes in so many different forms. And what makes one person happy isn't necessarily going to make the other person happy. But I do know one solution. So many people conform to just doing what they think is right and best for people around them. They don't think about themselves. You know, like, for instance, you want to go move to Florida because that's where you'll be happy, but your family's in New Jersey, you know? So you're kind of like, well, I don't want to live away from my family because they're going to hate me, but that's where you're going to be happy. But because your family made you feel like you need to be around them more than you did, because you can always visit, you know, every couple months, come visit, whatever, you know, you grow up, that's how things work. But they made you feel like you couldn't do it. So you stay. And now you're 35 years old, whatever age, what I just kind of just the number I decided to pull out, living in your own place, down the block from your parents' house, somewhat, you know, happy, I guess. You're content. Maybe you're married, you got kids, whatever it is, and you're near your family. But in the back of your mind, you know you would have been so much more happier out there in Florida, doing what you really want to do, fishing, catching wildlife, exploring, sun tanning, who knows? And you don't get that time back. That's what a lot of people fail to realize when they decide not to be selfish. That's right, not to be selfish. You don't get that time back. So whatever time that you take to give somebody else happiness is time that you will never get back. So if you spend 5 years dating somebody and constantly living in their world, doing what they want because you want them to be happy, not living for yourself, and then that sixth year you guys break up, you're not getting those 5 years back. You're not. That's it. Those 5 years are gone. Sure, you got another 5 years left of your life. You know, I'm sure you got plenty more years than that. But the point is those 5 years, that time period of growth that you could have taken, now belongs to somebody else, not yourself. Instead of thinking back to 5 years, all the things you grew and did, now you're just thinking about all the regrets you have, all the things you couldn't do. And then you start blaming people. You start blaming your ex. You start blaming anybody. At the end of the day, it's not their fault. Okay, sure, they might not have been the best people. Okay, maybe they treated you badly. But you had a choice. You had a choice to make them happy and not care about yourself, or to care about yourself and move forward. You could have still been with that person and cared about yourself. Okay, and if they decide to leave you because you weren't conforming to their way of life, instead of them adapting and just accepting your way of life while they live their way of life, they decide to break up with you, then you weren't meant to be with that person. Okay, very, very, very easily put. You know? So, the biggest thing people need to remember is time and happiness. Okay? Happiness can always come. Okay? Always. I don't care what anybody says. I've heard 1,000 excuses, and trust me, I get the general sense of them. You can't quit your job and just up and do this. You can't just up and do that. I understand the general concept, okay? That you don't want to do these things. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. The outcome of that may not be what you want, but you can do whatever you want. Okay, if you're sitting on the couch right now, you just got home from work, and you're thinking, wow, I wish I was in Florida right now. Go pack, buy a plane ticket, and go. And then you're going to say to me, well, I got work in the morning. Fuck work, okay? Quit your job. Go to Florida. Go find a job there. Boom. Problem solved. Okay, I'm not going to sit here and get into all the fears and pretend like I'm arguing with somebody right now, because I've had this argument 1,000 times with a billion people. Okay, the end of the day. I love that word. I mean, that phrase, the end of the day. You are your own person, and you are in control of your life. I don't want to hear what the consequences are of your choices, because, yeah, sure, the consequences of your choice to quit your job and go to Florida so you can be happy means losing your job and starting over, but the consequences of staying at your job and not doing what you want to do means you being miserable for the rest of your fucking life and you're never being able to actually explore true happiness. Anyways, that's my rant for the day. Thank you.